Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Hey at the Mishnah. Here we go. Nitma HaKomets. If the Komets was Gatame, if the Komets Gatame, again, a mincha consists of, you have a bowl, you take the kemitza off, you put the kemitza in another bowl, then that's going to be burned on the Mizbeach. That Gatame. How did Gatame? Doesn't matter how it got tummy. Either a tummy mace, or even tummy sharetz. A sharetz fell on top of it and made a tummy. Fell into the bowl, made a tummy. And the ikrivo, you brought it anyway. You brought it anyway. You didn't know, you didn't. It doesn't make a difference. Hatzitz merate. The tzitz helps and makes it, doesn't make it tar. It fixes it that what you did was okay. It's okay. You didn't bring tuma. The tzitz fixed it somehow. How did it fit? How does the tzitz do that? Just the power of the tzitz. The Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, and that saves the Beit HaMikdash from tumah on things. Not tumah on people, not tumah on food, that's the whole Amid Beis, on tumah on things. Like what? Like the komets. The dam was tumah, he sprinkled it. The tzitz kashers all that.
That's the direct connection.
Yeah, exactly. It kashers all that. Yatsa v'ikrivo. If somebody took it outside the Beis HaMikdash and then brought it back, that has a psul called psul yotze, einat tzitz meratze. The tzitz can't help that. Shat tzitz meratze ala tame, v'eina meratze ala yotze. The tzitz only works for tuma, and it doesn't work for other things, like yotze. Now, how do you know that? Where does it say in the Torah that the tzitz works for tuma? The answer is, it doesn't say it anywhere. Right? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. All it says about the tzitz is, "V'nasa Aaron as avon hakodeshim," and Aaron will bear the sin in the kodshim. He'll bear the sin, meaning the sin won't matter. The sin will go away. It'll be kashered by the tzitz. What sin? What sin will be kashered? Gesundheit. V'chi'eze oven. Who knows? What sin does it bear? Right? Im tomer oven pigol. You want to tell me it helps for pigol? Can't be. Harek for namer lo yichashev. It says, lo yichashev, by pigle. You can't fix pigle. Lo yichashev. Im tomar of a noser, it doesn't mean noser. What this means is, Tosa says, im of a noser, lav noser mamish kamar. That's not what it means, noser. What it means is the other pigle. It's two types of pigle. Chutz l'zman, chutz l'makom. This is chutz l'zman. Chutz l'zman, noser, chutz l'zman. That's what Gemara means. Chutz l'zman, of a noser, harik v'nemer lo yiratze. It already also says lo yiratze. Can't fix that. There's nothing left. Ha'eno nose ella avon tuma. You only have avon tuma shehat hutra miklala b'tzibor. There's such a thing, as tuma could become mutter. Right? Where's tuma become mutter? By the tzibor. If the whole tzibur is tumah, you can bring anything you want but tumah. So you already see that tumah is not the same as, no such thing as,
everything.
Almost everything. All kabbanos tzibur. All kabbanos tzibur. The point is, hutra miklala b'tzibur. There's a heter by tumah that you don't have by anything else. Pickle's never going to be good. Tumah sometimes, yeah. Right? Says Rashi, second line, ho'il v'yesh bo tzad kal. Tuma has a tzad kal. There's a cooler by tuma. So to say that the tzitz is going to kash the tuma, not such a far-fetched thing to say. There's a tzad kal by it. The question is, why do you need the Rashi? Why did the Gemara need to give a reason? The Torah says that tzitz bears the tuma. It bears the kachim. Why? I don't know why. It's a chok. The tzitz works. If they give a reason, the reason why it works is because of a tzad kal, because it's tuma hutra b'tzibur. Right, Tosos is busy. What do you need this for? And what if tumah wouldn't be tumah hutra b'tzibur? Then it wouldn't work.
Yeah, because if you read the words, of it doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean? What doesn't make any sense?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it says v'nasa ezavon akachim. Aaron will bear the sin of kachim. Which sin is that? Well, it can't be pigle. Both pigles. It can't be that. Torah says no playing around with that. What's left? Must be tumah. The Gemara's gonna have five other options. What if it's a mum bal mum? What if it's yotze? Right. Right now, so Mark gives a reason. It's a tzad kal.
I always wondered.
Yeah.
If the Kohen Gadol is not gam makriv,
If the kohen got a what?
Another little kohen is makbet.
Yeah.
Does it sit in the
rasha? So there's a big machlokas about that. What if the kohen gadol's not there that day? He took a day off. He's golfing. So, but the tzitzit, where's the tzitzit?
It's in the drawer.
Does that work? That's a machlokas about that.
And what's the,
if the tzitzit is meratza, only if it's on the forehead of the kohen, even if it's not on his forehead. So it's a machlokas. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. I always wondered if it's in the drawer, what happens? Maske
v'lo reb zera, ema, oven yotze. Maybe it's the oven of yotze. Maybe that's what the tzitz works for. Well, after all, shehutr mechlalo bebama. After all, you ever had to fit that by a bama? By a bama, by definition, a bama was yotze. And yet, such a thing as a bama. So maybe that's the sin we're talking about. Says the no. Shh. Amalei abaya amar kra liraton lohem lifnei Hashem. Avon de lifnei Hashem in avon de yotze lo. No, the avon has to be lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. What's lifnei Hashem? Not Yotze. Yotze is not Lefnei Hashem. Yotze is in my living room. That's not Lefnei Hashem. It has to be an oven Lefnei Hashem. What's Lefnei Hashem? The only thing left is Tumah. Maskel for Avoloi, Ema oven, Gesundheit. Ema oven small. Maybe it's the oven of small, of a lefty. That's a mum. It's considered a mum. A Kohen can't do a vote by a Kohen can't do a vote if he's a lefty. But Shehut Mechlal will be on Kippurim. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen does use his left hand. So you already see, being a lefty is not such a deal breaker. On Yom Kippur they allow a lefty. Amalei Abaya Amarkra Avon Shehaya Bo V'Dichisiv. It has to be a sin that got pushed off. In other words, it's a sin, but we're going to do it anyway. On Yom Kippur, using your left hand is not a sin. It's supposed to be that way. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, for example, Tumah. That's supposed to do something with Tumah. If you did it, we have a way out. Same thing with Yotze. You're not supposed to do Yotze things. In a bama, it's allowed. But a lefty, by a Kohen, it's supposed to be on Yom Kippur. It's supposed to be with his left hand. Nothing's pushed off. Nothing's wrong. So that's not what we're talking about. Where am I?
Pushed off on Yom Kippur.
What? No, but the Tzad Heter was, well, on Yom Kippur, it's allowed. Yeah, it's not that it's pushed off. It's L'Hachila allowed. That's not what we're talking about. Unlike a Tumah, even though Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, that's not ideal. We don't want that. Okay, it's a kula, that's exactly the point. But Yom Kippur, Torah says, use both hands. Rav Ashi Amar, Avon HaKadshim V'Avon HaMakdishin. Another answer, we're talking about a sin that has to do with the Kadshim, not a sin with the Kohen. The left hand is a Kohen issue. We're talking about sins that have to do with the Kadshim, not the Mekadesh, not the doer, right? So he's a lefty. That's not the sin. Even if it's a sin, even if you want to tell me Simcha, it's a sin. That's not the sin we're talking about. We're talking about sin that happens to the things, not sin that happens to the people. Amar Lei, Rav Sima, Bredo of Izi, Rav Ashi, Rami Lo Rav Sima, Bredo of Ashi, Rav Ashi, Ve'ema, Ovam Bal Mum. Maybe the animal had a mum. Not talking about Kachim things, right? Not that I had a mum. The lefty's a mum. No, the animal had a mum. And by the way, the ema avon balmum shutu mechlalo ba'ofos. There's such a thing of hutu mechlalo by birds. A bird's allowed to have a mum. Birds can have a mum. So you see already we're not tzemachmer a mumen. So maybe if the animal had a mum, the tzitzit helped. Okay, fine. We'll kasha that carbon. After all, tamar mar tamus v'zachos ba'behema. By behema, if the Torah requires a male, it has to be a male. A female must be a female. By birds, not such rule. It could be any gender you want. Also, there's no such thing as a mum by a bird. The ain, tamas, v'zachos, ba'ofos. There's no rule of gender by birds, and no rule of mum by birds. Okay, a bird can't be missing a limb. But it can be missing, it can have a mum, the bird has a nick in its eye. So what? By an animal we won't allow that. By a bird we will. So maybe what if an animal gets a mum? That's what the tzitz mers maratza, that's what the tzitz kashers. A malay, alech amakra, lo yiratze, it says lo yiratze. Kilo l'ratza on ha'yiyeh lochem. No, there's a special pasuk that by mums, lo yiratze. A mum does not, you can't kasher a mum. So what's left? The only thing left is what do you call it? What? The only thing left is tumma. That's why the tzitz is maratza tumma. Okay? That was the easy part of today's daf. That was pretty easy. Now, daf not easy. Tana Rabbanan. You looked at a brisa. It's actually a Yeah. Dam shenitma. The dam got tummy. Dam got tummy. You had a bowl of dam, you're about to sprinkle it, and a dead body falls on top of it, and it makes the dam tummy. Dam shenitma. Vizarko. You sprinkle it anyway. Bishogeg hortza. Bishogeg, that's okay. Bimezid lo hortza. Bimezid, that's a problem. We never said before that it made a difference if it was shogeg or mezid. We never said that. Comes along this brisa. It depends. Now, by the way, Rashi says, hai shogeg u mezid. Mefarsh lekamon ahaya. What was shogeg and what was mezid? The tuma was shogeg or mezid? I made a tuma of mezid or b'shogeg? Or the tumas on the sprinkling, or the mazes and the shogas on the sprinkling. I didn't know that it was tumi, and I sprinkled the dam. Or I did know it was tumi, I sprinkled it anyway. Uh-huh. Which one's the shogi and mazes going on? We're going to assume it's going on the sprinkling. The tumas irrelevant how tumah happened. So it got tumi. It make a difference between shogi or mazes.
If you didn't know the halacha, would that be shogi?
Yes, yes. So ahayakoi iazrika o atoma. Rashi says at the end of the daf today, at the end, very end, the Gemara is going to have a suffix. Well, what was the Tumah about? What was the Shogeg about? And what was the Mezid about? Because right now, we never, all of a sudden, the Brayis introduces a new thing. If the Tumah is B'Shogeg or B'Mezid, or the Zerika is B'Shogeg or Mezid, that changes the halacha for the Tith. We started off, the Tith works for Tumah. The Mishnah says, the Tith works for Tumah. No qualifications. Tith works for Tumah. The Tith kashers Tumah. Comes along the Bryson now, wait a minute. That's only if it's B'Shogeg. Not if it's B'Mezid. Right? One more qualification. B'med Devar Mamurim. When is that true? B'Yachid. That's only by a Yachid. Avo B'Tzibur. But if it's a Tzibur, B'im B'Shogeg, B'im B'Mezid, Hortza. Doesn't make a difference. B'Shogeg, B'Mezid, it's all good. And by the way, Ube Kochavim, if a guy shows up and he wants to bring a carbon, we'll let him. We let him. He's allowed to, right? We say it every day in Slichos. The very end over there. L'chal ha'amim. Yikarei l'chal ha'amim. It's a place that's called for all nations. Right? V'aviyosi, l'chal tefil l'chiki, basically tefil l'chal yikarei l'chal ha'amim. It's a base tefil for every nation. Right? So they were allowed to. Now, by the code, with different rules. What are the rules? Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. Whether it's shogig or mezid. Bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon. What does that mean? What's that different than shogeg gemezid? Bein be'onis, bein be'ratzon, on purpose, by accident. Lo hortza. That doesn't work. Why? And it was, some tumah happened. Says Rashi on top. Kasavar ein karbonos mikablin tumah, o'ones, yeah. Okay, fine. Now the lo hortza. Right? Rashi says, lohem v'lo lo'ov de kochavim. It's a drasha, not for goyim. Okay? Fine, very good. V'rimini, amatit, marate. What does the tzitz work for? Here's the kicker. Ready for this? What is the tzitz kasher? It kashers ala dam, ala basar. Basar, you're going to eat? Kashers that? How can it kasher that? Ala basar, ala chelev, that's good. Shenitma, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. The prices contradict each other. The first brisa said only works by a yachid b'shogeg. This brisa says bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, all good, all works, right? No distinction between shogeg and mezid. That's the kasha. No distinction between shogeg and mezid. No distinction. Rav Yosef lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, Rav Yosef. This second brisa that said that there's no distinctions. That's Rav Yosef. Ha, Rabbanon. The other one is the Rabbanon. Okay? The first brisa that said we make a distinction between Shogeg and Mezid is the Rabbanon. Now really, what we're gonna develop is Minatorah, the tzitz works both B'Shogeg and B'Mezid. Minatorah, the tzitz works B'Mezid as well. The Rabbanon made a Gzeira. No, you did it B'Mezid? Not allowing that. We're not allowing that B'Mezid. That's what the Gemara is going to say. B'Shogeg, okay, it was a mistake. Fine, tzitz works. We're not allowing the tzitz to work, but mezid. D'tanya, ein tarmin min atame ala tahar. There's another halacha, by the way. If you have tumah, if you have truma, that's tame, which a kohen can't eat that. You have, right? You have t- 10 pounds of tuma and 10 pounds of tahar. You have to give to the kohen truma. So I'll give him from the 10 pounds truma, and I'll pater both pounds, both piles. I'm giving truma, right? I'm giving truma. I'll give him the tuma stuff. What's he going to do with it? The same thing you're going to do with it. Nothing, right? Vim taram, and if you did it,
you have to give truma on something that's tummy?
No. No, you have to give truma. You have to give truma. I have 100 apples.
Okay.
I have to give 2 apples, 2%.
Yes, I understand.
2 apples happen to be tummy. I'll give him those 2 apples. Then I keep the 98 myself. I'll give him the 2 apples. Right? Vim taram, what if he did it? Bishogeg, truma so truma. Bishogeg, we say it's not a problem. B'mezid ain't truma so truma. B'mezid is not a problem. Rabbi Yossi Omar, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid, truma so truma. Even if you didn't b'mezid, it's good truma. Why? Because min haTorah, it's good truma. Min haTorah, there's no din, you can't give tuma things. Min haTorah, there's no rule like that. Min haTorah, there's no rule like that. What's going on? The Rabbanan obviously made a rule. What kind of truma is that? To give the tuma, he can't even use it, the Kohen. What can he do with it? He can't even use it. So we don't allow that. You hear?
Why don't we just say right away that the mitzvahs are asked?
On truma? Oh, yeah. No, it's on the truma. It goes on, and it could go on in Haifa. You know where near the tzitz. The point is, if it's tumah, it doesn't. The machlokas about this. Rabbi Yossi said, even if it's b'mezid, it's still good truma. Why? So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi doesn't make zeros on tumah, on mezid. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do it by truma. He doesn't do it by the tzitz either. So if somebody brings a carbon b'mezid b'tuma, Rabbi Yossi, the second brisa held, it's okay. It's okay. He holds it by truma, he holds it by kachim also. So Gemara says, 1 second. Emar d'shmat leil Rabbi Yossi d'lo kanis. When did Rabbi Yossi hold there's no knas? I'm not making a knas b'mezid, you know, b'mezid not allowing it. That's fine, I get that. What did the second brisa say? The second brisa said the tzitz is maratza that you can eat the food, you can eat the mizbeah, you can eat the kachem. That the Rabbi Yossi allows that? Who allows that? Right? Rashi says, it's a long Rashi here. The maratza tzitz al achilos mishmasle. The mukmos lahach b'raisa b'sraisa alibay. We said the second b'raisa according to Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say in that b'raisa? Al ma tzitz maratze al adam v'al abasar. A basar? How could the tzitz make something that's tummy edible? Kachem. You know, I'll eat kachem that's tummy. How could the tzitz? Okay, the tzitz works. That the avoda was good. The tzitz avoda was good. That voda was done by tumah, the tzitz has no problem. How can the tzitz make something edible? How can he do that? Right? Diktani ba hatzitz maratza al achilos tumas basar. The Baisa said the tzitz allowed, the tzitz turned basar tame into edible basar. How could that happen? Right? The hainu achilos. Lachi nakat achilos. The olin. Okay, then he has a whole thing about the olus, which are not edible. Fine, forget that. Right? So the Gemara says, what's the kasha? Vo'atanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, another Tana named Rabbi Eliezer, hatzitz maratza al achilos. Rabbi Omar, ain sitz maratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi said, the tzitz does not work on achilos. So Rabbi Yossi now contradicted himself. On the top of the page, he said, the tzitz is maratza on achilos. And we have a Brisa that says, he's not maratza on achilos. So the Gemara says, epoch. Switch the names around in this new brisa here. Rabbi Yossi said, it's Ismaratza on Achilos. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, it's not. So Rabbi Yossi's consistent. It's a very novel thing to say, that the tzitz is Maratza on Achilos. The tzitz makes tummy food edible. That's a very novel thing. Rabbi Yossi holds it. He's a Tana. He's allowed to say whatever he wants. He holds it. Now it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't, the tzitz is not Maratza on Achilos. Now I have a very long question on that vart. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ain't tzitz maratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer tzitz maratza al achilos. That's how we're changing it. Maskev floor of sheishes. Umi matzis itzchus leik. Can you really change those sheetas around? Can you really do that? Votanya. Very long, difficult price now. Yachal basar shenitpa lifnei zrikas damim yichayavin aleha. I would think that if the basar got tamei before zrikas hadam, right? And Rashi adds on va'achlu lifnei zrika b'tumas haguf, and you ate it when you were tamei. In other words, yachal basar shenitpa lifnei zrikas hadam lifnei zrikas damim. Basar that got tamei before Zrikas Adam. What's basar that got tamei before Zrikas Adam? There's an argument to be made. Now, it's not a carbon now. It's not a carbon now. Why is it not a carbon? Because it got tamei. I didn't do Zrikas Adam yet. Zrikas Adam, we know, is what effectuates a carbon. I didn't do the Zrikas Adam yet. It already got tamei. So what am I doing Zrikas Adam for? For what? There's an argument to be made. This carbon goes in the garbage. Got tamei. You didn't do Zrikas Adam yet. So what am I doing with this carbon? Yachal, I would think.
So it hasn't taken on itself a status of kosher.
Exactly. Yachal, I would think. Basar shenitma. Basar that got tamei. Lifnei Zrikas damim. Basar that got tamei before Zrikas Adam. You chayav an alehen. You should be chayav on that. What do you mean you should be chayav on that? Right? 1 second. You should be chayav on that. Mishum tuma, if you ate it, betuma, Talmud lomar, kol tohar yochal basar. V'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher lashem utumas olav v'nichmasa hanefesh. He fine. That means, what does all those words mean? It means like this. Niter l'zahorin, if the basar is possible to become tohar, right? Then chayav olav mishum tuma. Then you're chayiv on tum if you eat it. Ain't no need to the horin. If it's not possible to become tahar, why is it not possible to become tahar? Because it's tamei before zrikas adam, right? Then ain't chayiv alav mishum tuma. You're not chayiv on tuma. Okay? Oh, ain't no. Or say, no, not that. That's not true. Ella rather, right? What? This pasuk, the pasuk that we just read, are excluding something. They're excluding something. It's very specific. It says, "Nefesh asher tochal mi basar zevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem v'tumaso." Only that you're tamei. What's it excluding? Maybe it's excluding meat that got tamei before the Zrikas Adam. Or maybe not. Or eino ella. Maybe it's being mayit, right? Necha l'tahorin. If it's edible to be eaten by a Torah person, chayev alav mishum tuma. You're chayv if you're not, if you're tamei. She'ein on echel tahorin, but if it's not edible, ein chayal alav mishum tuma. You're not chayv for tuma. What's not edible? What does that mean? Not edible. Otzi ani, I will be mamayet et halon. Basta that was left overnight. Oh, it's hayotze. Basta that was taken out. Right? She'ein on echelin l'tahorin. Torah person can't eat that either. Talmud lomar, that's why it says, Asher Lashem, Reba. It says Asher Lashem, meaning here, not outside, not Asher Lifnei Hashem, right? Meaning, Basar Kodshim. That's not Roy to be eaten by a Tahorin. Yechayef Kares, if you eat it when you Tumas Aguf. We're still in the middle of a question, how Rabbi Eliezer can hold that Tumas, the Tumah doesn't kasher food. That's what this question's about. We're building up for it. Yachal Shani Marbe, Ez HaPigulin, Maybe Imar be pigol fetanosaros, the other kind of pigol, right?
What?
That if you're tame and you eat it, you also get kares, right? Nosaros hainulon. Nosaros, first of all, the same thing as lina. No. So we say no. We don't mean noser. We don't mean that kind of noser. What we mean is there's two kinds of pigol. Chutzos man, chutzos makom. That's what we meant when we said pigol and noser. We meant those two. No, ella af hapigulin. Kinosros, maybe that's what you chayef for. Talmud lomar, mizevach hashlamim. That's a miut. It's a miut. So, now, marois, what possessed you, lorabos es elu, to exclude, to include yotze and lon, ulahotzi es elu, meaning what? That if yotze and lon, after zriko, you chayef karis if you eat it, if you're tamei, and lahotzi is elu, and to be motzi pigul and pigul, you're not chayef karis on tumas aguf. Achashriba Hakasov. It's an extra riboy. It says Ashal Hashem. Umiyut, and it's a miyut. It says Omizevach Hashlamim. Amarta Marba Ani Et Shehoysel Oshas Hakosher. I'll be marba those that once upon a time had a moment of kashrus. V'motzi Ani Is Elu Shehoysel Oshas Hakosher. That never had a Shas Kosher. Fine, very good. Still didn't get to the question yet. Okay? Vim Tomar, you want to tell me, Basar Shenitma Lefnei Zrikas Damim, Basar that got Tamei, before Zrikas Hadam, V'achlo, and you ate it, La'acha Zrikas Damim, right? Mipnei Ma Chayavin Alav Mishum Toma, why you Chayavin Toma? Think of the case. The Basar got Tamei before Zrika, and I ate it after Zrika. Right? I did Zrika anyway, now it's Tamei, and I ate it anyway. What's the halacha? What? The Tzitzmaratze. The Tzitzmaratze. The Tzitz saves it. Yeah. Right? Now, we just established, Nitma in, all this only works if it's Tuma, Yotze lo, not Yotze. That we said Yotze is an exception. Man Shemas made the Amar, Ein Zrika Mo Elis Liyotze. Who said Zrika doesn't help for Yotze? Who said that? What means Zrika doesn't help for Yotze? That if you do Zrika on a Yotze, it's not a carbon. That's Rabbi Eliezer. It's our friend, Rabbi Eliezer. The same Rabbi Eliezer, who just now contradicted himself. Rabbi Eliezer, we said that Rabbi Eliezer held that the Tumah doesn't work on Ochlin. We just said it's not true. Rabbi Eliezer said, yes, it does. The Tzitz does Maratza that. Vikatoni, Maratza Tzitz al Achilos. The Tzitz is Maratza. So Rabbi Eliezer contradicted himself. So how could you change the names in the Brisa to make Rabbi Yossi fit? If you do that, then Rabbi Eliezer doesn't fit. There's a whole long, complicated Brisa how he doesn't fit. So, one second. So we, the kasha was, we had two kashas. The original kasha was, the Brisas contradicted each other. Why? One Brisa said that Tzitz is not Maratza b'mezid. And another Brisa said, yes it is. So how do we answer it? The one's Rabbi Yossi and one's not Rabbi Yossi. So, no, that can't be right. Because then Rabbi Yossi contradicts himself. No, so change that other Brisa. But then Rabbi Eliezer contradicts himself. So what's the answer? The two Brises, one's Rabbi Eliezer, one's not Rabbi Eliezer. That's very simple. Elam Rav Chisda lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer. Ha Rabbanon. One's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds. Now he holds. Nobody argues on this. Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tzitz kasher is even eating. So he's the second. He is the author of the second Brisa. Second Brisa said tzitz maratza b'mezid. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said not only is the tzitz maratza b'mezid, it can even eat basar. So it's like a win-win everywhere. The Gemara says. What? No. What? Yeah, Harabanan.
So that's Rabbi Yossi.
What? The Rabbanan hold that they made a knas on mezid. That was the first brisa. The first brisa didn't mention eating meat. That was a separate problem. The first brisa was there's no tzitz on mezid. Second brisa said yes there is, and not only that you can even eat it. The two chiddushim in the second brisa. So how do you reconcile? The second brisa is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the tzitz is maratzeh even on eating. He must hold there's no knas on mezid. So Gemara says, "Emor d'shmas al Rabbi Eliezer, d'brat says al achilos." Yeah, that Gemara is asking your question. We know Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tzitz is maratze to make it edible. Where do we find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tzitz works on mezids? Right? D'lo kanis mishmasle. Who said that Rabbi Eliezer also holds that the tzitz works on mezids? Who said that? We know Rabbi Yossi said that, but Rabbi Yossi didn't say the second sentence. So the Gemara says, "In kihechi the shmasle le Rabbi Yossi, shmasle le Rabbi Eliezer." Just like we find Rabbi Yossi said it, we find another brisa that Eliezer said it. D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, truma so truma. It works. If it works by truma, it works by kachim also. Right? There's no connect. You made the crops tomei b'mezid. You can give that to a kohen truma. No problem. Now the Gemara says, well, Emer d'shmasa l'rezeh b'truma, tequila. By truma he let that. The kodshim, mishmasle, by kodshim he allows that? He allows that by kodshim? That's a novel thing. So the Gemara says, im kain, well, haman amantarmi. That if not Rabbi Eliezer, who's left? Who else could it be? Very, very, very interesting answer, no? What kind of Gemara is that? Who else could it be? Who else could be the author of this brisa that said that you're allowed to, that if it's, if you brought a if the tuma or the zrika was done b'mezid, not a problem. Who said that? No one left. Ravina Amar, Ravina gives a different answer, right? On the stira of the brises. What were the stira? One brisa said b'mezid, it's no good, and one brisa said b'mezid, it is good. How do you reconcile that? Ravina Amar, tumaso, the issue is tuma. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid hurta. That works. Zrikaso, the sprinkling, that b'shogeg, hurta, b'mezid, lo hurta. That only works b'shogeg. In other words, you could, there's two things you could do wrong with the dam. You could make the dam tome b'mezid, and or you could sprinkle dam tuma b'mezid. Even though it happened, the tuma happened b'shogeg, you could sprinkle it b'mezid. That's how you reconcile the two brises. One brise said, no, the tuma happened b'mezid, and one brise said, no, the zrika happened b'mezid. Two different things are going on. Rav Shila Amar, Rav Shila says, right? Zrikaso, no. Make another distinction. Zrikaso, the zrika itself, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Whether it happened b'shogeg or b'mezid, hurtza. That works. The exact opposite answer. Tumaso, but the tuma only b'shogeg hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure. How do you make the blood tame?
B'mezid? You walk over to a dead body, you take the hand of the dead body, and you stick it into the blood. And you made a tuma b'mezid. What do you mean, how?
Why would you do it?
I don't know why you would do it, because you're depraved. Why you would do it, I don't know. But you did it b'mezid. Then, once it's b'mezid, now I sprinkled it and I forgot I did that. So the sprinkling was b'shogeg. Okay, that's a distinction. That's how you reconcile the two brises. One was talking about tum b'mezid, one was talking about tum b'shogeg. Which brise was talking about which? That's the machlokas between Ravina and Rav Shila. Okay. Ulu Rav Shila, hadiktoni, Rav Shila said, nitma b'im b'shogeg b'im b'mezid. But it said nitma b'shogeg b'im b'mezid. So how could he say it's going on the zrika? Hachikamar. Nitma b'shogeg. If the tumah happened b'shogeg, then zrikaso b'im b'shogeg b'im b'mezid. Fine. Let's try to get to the Mishnah. Toshma. Dam shenitma uzrako. Dam that got tumah and you sprinkled it. B'shogeg hortza. B'mezid lo hortza. B'shogeg it works. B'mezid it doesn't work. Right? And what do you see from here? The chiluk is on the zrika was b'shogeg, right? Dam shenitma, dam gatame. We don't care how. Uzrako b'shogeg hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. So what do you see clearly? The distinction is on the zrika, not the tuma. Hachikam, here's how I have to answer it. Dam shenitma, dam gatame, b'shogeg b'mezid. Nitma b'shogeg hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. You have to put the comma in a different place to get it, if it is if Shila Shita that is talking about the Toma of B'shogeg or B'mezid. Alright? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.